526-5399.
We have cracks in planes, cracks in the we're not going to extend ourselves in Libya and spend a lot more money on those airstrikes. Remember, we're passing the ball. And also, cracks in the budget, but we knew that. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I guarantee, and you can't prove it if you say that you are the one lone person. I guarantee nobody had UConn and Butler to make it all the way and play in the championship game. And I don't believe you if you call this show and you say that you have it. But I'll tell you what. If you can prove to me that you have those two teams, I'll tell you what. You will win a prize from America Tonight. You know what you'll win? You'll win Undisputed, Chris Jericho's new book. Chris Jericho's on Dancing with the Stars, but who cares about that? I only know that just in passing because of the commercials. But he's a WWE guy. He's a wrestler. And Mankind is a good wrestler, and he's got a book out, too. And his book is pretty interesting. I mean, actually, they're behind-the-scenes reads that are good, so we'll box that up and send it to you if you can prove you had Connecticut and Butler to play for all the marbles in the NCAA tournament. I don't think anyone had that. But did anybody nail the score? We're going to tell you about that in our next segment. We're also going to tell you how UConn got there, how Butler got there, what's happening on the women's side of things for Grins. Also, baseball is back. Yeah, do you believe it? Opening day, opening night, opening weekend. How's it looking so far? There's only, 150-some games left to play in baseball. And who knows if we'll see the NFL. Tick-tock, training camp, mini camps are already being missed at this point. So, will we miss the federal government if there is a shutdown? And the answer is, if you rely on the government for any kind of checks, then the answer is, of course, you will. But will that actually happen? What are the odds? I'd love to see the Vegas wise guy odds on this, because I heard somewhere they were taking action on it. Do you believe it? The Republicans say the 2012 budget they're hoping to make, as you know, $4 trillion over the next decade. They would cut more than $4 trillion over the next decade, more than even the president's debt commission proposed. But that's all nice to say that, except for a decade is not is not a year. It's not 2 years. It's a decade. A lot of people change. In other words, the players on the board change in a decade. So easy to say that, isn't it? Wouldn't it be great if you work somewhere and you could say that? Hey, all that research you wanted me to get for you, I am so diligent. I am working on it, and it will be done in a decade. You think you'd last at that job? I'll get you my truck logs in a decade. I'll get them all together for you. All the I's and the T's will be dotted. No worries. But that will happen 10 years from now. I'm going to say, I don't think so. Two different points of view. As you can imagine, the Democrats and the Republicans don't necessarily agree. Well, some of them do. And the budget thing. So Chuck Schumer on the liberal side of things, Democrat from New York, and Senator Sessions on the Republican side of things, Alabama, they had a different take on where we're headed with the budget. Take a listen.
I think progress is being made. They're working off a number, $33 billion of cuts. That's very reasonable. It's right in between what Democrats have proposed and Republicans have proposed. We have to deal with the deficit very seriously. But we also have to deal with the economy and job growth. And we don't want to snuff that out, particularly when we're beginning to see jobs grow.
The debt is pulling down our growth and creates a threat of a crisis that could put us back into recession. We've got to make changes now.
Yeah, we got to make changes now. We had to make changes then. This has been 6 months a Band-Aid of 6 months, the constant extensions again and again and again and again and again. We've been through this. I can give you a million metaphors. You probably all have some words for this as well. It's ridiculous. It's BS is what it is. So where do we all stand in it, though? How does it affect us in our own backyards? As I said, if you get any kind of money from the government, be it just a little bit, but you need it. Look, the cost of everything's gone up. The grocery store, it's gone up. If you've gone out to eat, it's gone up. And the reasons are clear, because gas has gone up. The price of fuel has gone up. That's translated into a lot of other things because of deliveries. The cost of living didn't go up for Social Security recipients, but boy, they still need their check. Whether it went up or not, it doesn't matter. They need their checks. And what the exact amount is varies from person to person. A lot of times people are using that to live on in a facility somewhere or to pay bills that they need paid. And no matter what nonsense you hear out of Washington, there will be delays. So people would be affected if the government was shut down. And I think the Republicans and the Democrats are scared to death for that to happen because they don't want it to reflect poorly on them should they be in the situation where they're going to be running soon again in the near future. Plus, everybody's playing for 2012, right? I said that there were cracks in the planes. This is disturbing. If you haven't heard the story, you heard me mention that, you're thinking, what is she saying, cracks in the planes? Over the weekend, there was a lot of conversation about it because on Friday, there was a plane that had to be grounded at a military site in Yuma, Arizona. And the reason why is because there was a gash in the fuselage. Yes, 3 to 4 foot wide gash. Remember the Hawaiian airline that looked like it was peeled back? It wasn't quite as bad as that. But people, I'm sure, felt panicked in that situation, the amazing drop you feel in the air, and an emergency landing. This truly was an emergency landing. There were 118 people on board, and they lost cabin pressure after the fuselage, that's what it was, ruptured with that tear just after they took off from Phoenix. So they could see the hole, especially those that were close to it, and the oxygen mask dropped, and people, you're not used to that. You know how it's always smooth sailing? Yeah, maybe there's a little turbulence, and you have a little conversation with the pilot, but we're desensitized, I think, to the instructions of the oxygen mask flying down and what to do in that situation. And so some of the people were shocked when that happened. The pilots did what they're supposed to do. They made a controlled descent. That's what it's called, from 34,000 feet to that military base in Yuma that I mentioned. The good news, nobody was hurt in this, but you can bet they were scared as crap. What's the first thing you do when you get off that plane? What's the first thing you do if you're in that situation? Are you calling someone on the cell phone? Are you reaching for that cell phone? Are you looking for the nearest bar with your hands shaking and you normally don't drink? And you're ordering 3 fingers of scotch? What's the first thing you're doing, right? Are you saying a prayer like, oh, give me the chapel. Where's the chapel? Yeah, it would be scary. It would. You see that? It sounded like a pop. You see that rip? And we're not done with this story because they're talking about other planes that have those cracks in it. They found 3 other flights that had the cracks, so they grounded them, and they're grounding others in the fleet. Would you be worried? Stick with us here on America Tonight. Sports is next, too. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find a loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
After 70 years, it's what he goes there for. He's still unlocked the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a brick wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
With these cracks in these planes of Southwest Airlines, it does make you wonder, if you're in that situation, how are you going to handle that? How would you handle that? I mean, we all say, oh, yeah, you know, it'd be okay. I'd be all right. It'd be okay. I don't think so. I think you hear that pop, and you're praying to someone, or you're thinking something, or you're having a flashback of your life. And when you get off that plane, and you see, you walk by, and you see the hole, because you were in the back of the plane, you see the hole that opened up. Man, I think what I would do is call first. I would call home. They probably wouldn't even know. But just so you know, if you hear this about the plane, we're fine, I'm fine, whatever. And then, boom, most likely, hit Twitter, of course. Twitter and Facebook. Even with your hand shaking, sitting there in the airport lounge, trying to take pictures as you walk by. I bet a lot of people took cell phone pictures at the end of that. The one sitting close to it might have done it, but I bet walking by it, that's when people opened up their phones and took shots. And if you saw any of them, you know what I mean, because there were there were definitely photos that were taken as people were either leaving the flight or sitting near that hole that was in the fuselage. We're talking about the metal. And they had cracks in three other planes that also developed in two lines of what they call those riveted joints that run basically the length of the airplane. And they're going to check 60 other planes by Tuesday. They're hoping that they're done all those checks. So Southwest has grounded 79 of the planes that they fly just to be safe. And the plane, and what they're doing is they're saying the cycle time for this Arizona jet, it was 15 years old. It had about 39,000 takeoffs and landing cycles. Yeah, so what's the number where, 39,000, should we push it to 50, or what do you think we should do here? And cracks, of course, it makes sense. They develop because of the pressuring. You pressurize the flight, then you release the pressure. So think of anything. That's what you would get. But I think it's pretty scary. The decompression happened about 18 and a half minutes after takeoff from the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. I've been there. I've been to the Phoenix Airport maybe twice in my life, and which doesn't matter. But it's a pretty easy airport to maneuver, even in these times after 9/11. So the people are there. Generally, it's an easy flight, and instead the oxygen mask comes flying down. And you know, what do you think when you see that oxygen mask? Automatically, you are sucking wind is what you're doing. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way. Oh, the pilots did what they were supposed to do, and that's the good thing. But the cycles, the landings, the fuselage skin stretching like a balloon, the skin fatigue, that's something to think about on all these planes that we get on, right? Because the older planes, they say that the stringers were glued to skins with some kind of adhesive that turned out to be something that attracted moisture in some cases. And I don't know if they had that or not in talking about these joints, but, you know, that's scary. What are the airlines out to do? Make money. Is it a secret? No. No. Think of the airline mechanics. Or how much of a rush are they to fix things? How much of a, are they under the gun? You know, it's like with UPS. To get a job with UPS, because for the guys delivering packages, some of them make, or they used to make, pretty decent money. But I know for my UPS guy, we had this conversation. I verified it with him. He's so quick. He's like thin as a rail to him. No wonder why he's thin. He could probably eat 5 cheeseburgers. It wouldn't matter. Because he has to run X amount of time, get those packages off, move it. There's no dilly-dallying. When you go to take the UPS test, that's what they time you on. It's not so much, geez, can you lift all these boxes? It's how quickly can you deliver? How quickly can you get it there? Because it's all about timing. And with the airlines, no matter what they say, come on, you know it's about that. You know it's about how fast can we get these in and out. And eventually that's going to cost somebody their life. Eventually it will. Luckily, this was a warning sign, and hopefully all these planes get straightened out. I mean, there's, I guess, the good news of that. All right, let's switch and talk sports here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, because we do this thing called Nail the Score. We rolled it out for March Madness, and lo and behold, all of you were way off, including myself. I mean, my guess was ridiculous. I said Kentucky would win it 76-72, and VCU would win it 68-65. Yeah, that wasn't the score. In the end, I mean, at least that game was a little bit more in the money number-wise. In the end, Kentucky played like nothing in the first half, really came back in the second half, could have won it. UConn, score-wise on the board, wins it 56-55. They really had a little cushion there with seconds ticking away. Butler beat VCU in the game before that, 70-62. So it sets up UConn and Butler to play. Kemba Walker, who is one of the stars for UConn, really, and he's smart to do this, gave some big cred to Butler. Here's what he had to say about them.
We worked extremely hard to get to this point, and, you know, all our hard work is just paying off. But, you know, it's going to be a tough game against Butler. They're extremely experienced in this game. You know, they was here last season. So, you know, experience will maybe play a factor. But, you know, I think as long as we play the way that we've been playing, you know, throughout this whole tournament, I think we'll be fine.
All right, so will they be fine? I think it is UConn's turn, but who knows? Butler's not intimidated by any stretch of the imagination. And if you think people didn't care about those games, you know what the broadcast posted? I saw the ratings. An 8.9 rating, 17 share. So that's tied for the highest since 2005. Virginia Commonwealth and Butler didn't hurt the TV ratings. And overall, the NCAA tournament, people watching it, people must have eyes glued on it because it's up 9% over last spring. I think everybody wants to see their brackets. And it's a good time of year for it because what else are you watching? The beginning of baseball. So, Matt, I guarantee, I already know we've talked about this, and I think you've even said it on the air, there's no way you had Butler going all the way to the championship game, or how about UConn? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I'm out of every single one of my pools. And you know what the crazy thing is? I quit paying attention to my pools, too, and my buddy just told me this weekend, that there's a girl in our pool of, like, 100 people or whatever, uh-huh. And we could do two brackets, and in both her brackets, she picked Butler to be in the championship game.
Wow, you're kidding me.
I know. It's like, who does that? So she's going to be in the money with two of her brackets, so she'll probably get, I don't know. I think there's one person who picked UConn, too, so it's kind of a three-way race between her two brackets and the one guy, but she's going to finish in the top three, so she'll definitely get some money out of it.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. And maybe she knew somebody that went to Butler, or she just liked it, or just picked it.
That's what we said. We were like, she probably used to date somebody from Butler or something and just happened to pick them. I can't believe that anybody would consciously say, hey, they're going to win it all this year again.
Yeah, you know, I can't either.
Or go to the championship game again, I guess.
No, I can't imagine that anyone would have done that either. So, bravo, that's huge. Wow, pretty big that she was able to do that. And we were talking about college hoops on the ladies' side of things. In fact, Matt told me this off the air, and I just happened to see a little blurb about it. But the UConn, the ladies, they're always, the Huskies are always in it. And they're not this time. They got knocked off by Notre Dame. So for the women, Notre Dame is playing Texas A&M. That's pretty huge news. They had like an incredible, they had like the longest college winning streak of all time. And even if you know nothing about women's college basketball, you know that UConn owns the floor. I mean, all the championships they've had, all the different females that have played for those teams and gone on to other things in pro basketball, the WNBA or whatever, you probably know some of that. So they were knocked off by Notre Dame. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, Charlie Sheen. How did he do on the road? We're going to talk about it.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
I always like to say on America Tonight, you never know what you're going to get. It's like a box of Cracker Jacks, right? So, only I don't want any of these Cracker Jacks. First, we got the nonsense. I was going to say crap. We have the crap with the budget, where Republicans and Democrats say they don't want to shut down. They're blaming each other for the lack of progress, blah, blah, blah. It's the same old nonsense. And then it's a question of what cuts are going to happen. Do the so-called Tea Party elected Republicans stick by what they said when they were running to get elected, that no, you've got to dig deeper and there'd have to be deeper cuts? Even 33 is not enough. So you've got to make more than that. And the idea that we'll find this money eventually after a decade doesn't really do anybody any good in the long haul. Because by then, how many elections have you had? How do you keep score there? You know, that's the thing. We all know this. And it's very easy to find out. It's about a voting record. That's why I always say it's about the people. So somebody can say all they want. They can be an incredible speaker. They can captivate you, motivate you, make you feel like, wow, I mean, I don't care that this guy, I normally don't vote for this party, but I'm going to vote for this person. But in the end, are they nothing more than a shell, or do they deliver what they say they're going to deliver? And even though one man can't stand up to a wall of other voices, I mean, they can stand up, but they only have one vote, they do have a voting record. what is the voting record? What do they vote for? What do they vote on? What are they pushing for? What kind of legislation? And that was one of the things. What ultimately happens with this budget? So $4 trillion would be great if it happened now, not in 10 years. And I think I said this earlier, but I'll spew it out again. Rand Paul was in Iowa, and he's somebody who's been about, and we've had him on America Tonight back when people were just whispering about him a little bit. He was all about government shrinking, and he talked about that. He talked about having time to read bills because people were voting on things that they really hadn't read through very thoroughly, that their aides hadn't then briefed them on. It's like the Cliff Notes. And one of the things he definitely talked about was government shrinking and deficit cutting. Way before he even, I think, knew he was going to run, just when he was kind of testing the waters. Now he's a Kentucky senator. He does sound a lot like his dad, doesn't he? I mean, in the sense that they're both on the same page with us. So he's saying that, you know, we can't compromise here. We cannot compromise. And he's not willing to do that. So watch his votes. Watch where he goes. I think he'll stand his ground. He's saying that we're really facing a day of fiscal reckoning, and the prospect of inflation and more than $1 billion in debt is already, of course, owned. We're talking about $1 trillion in U.S. debt owned by China and Japan, and that's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. So what we see happening is jobs going to China. Let's face it, jobs going to China, a lot of them still. And also the fact that there are not a lot of breaks truly for business. If small business is the backbone of the U.S., you need to support that small business. How can you expect small businesses to hire people if they're not getting infused with that confidence because they get the breaks, frankly, they need to make it work? And this all goes hand in hand in talking about the deficit. So anyway, so we talk about the budget and will there be a shutdown. Then we talk about cracks in the plane and what would you do if you're on a plane, the fuselage breaks open. In other words, there's a hole, whether it's 5 feet long or bigger than that, doesn't matter. The plane gets down to the ground safely somewhere and you get off that plane. What is running through your head? It's like that split second that people talk about when they narrowly miss death because of some horrific accident, but they escaped, or that second, you know, your timing somewhere was in your favor, what flashed before your eyes, and it does happen. I'm wondering what those people were thinking when they got off the plane. I'm sure they were happy about the pilots, but what's the first thing that they probably did? What's the first thing that they decided they needed to do right away, right? All right, I said we were going to talk about Charlie Sheen in this segment, and we will, because he made a huge news, as he has been now for the last 3.5 weeks. I think it's been at least 3 weeks, maybe even longer at this point. And the 2.5 men thing and that whole blow up and what was going to happen after that now has gone to, he's on tour and it's like 10 cities that he's stopping at. The first stop was Detroit over the weekend. And here's a little bit. I think we've got it. Here's what, and pay attention to it because it's almost a minute long. So I didn't want to bore you with all this, but I want you to hear like the booing and how the crowd reacted in Detroit and what he says in between. Take a listen.
Stories. Show me. right now. I don't do crack anymore, but I'm just saying.
Okay, so he mentioned the crack jokes a few times. His torpedo tour really was not very winning, let's say, in Detroit. Here's what some of the people had to say afterwards when they came out of his event in Detroit.
Unreal.
No, you're kidding. It's again. Awful. Waste of money.
Worst show ever.
Hey, Chicago, don't waste your money.
Coherently losing, right?
Bad.
He lost.
I mean, I like the guy, but it was so bad. Chicago, save your money.
They're stuck, dude. Chicago's done.
He's done.
Already
it was
over.
So bad. It was, I mean,
he lost.
I love Charlie Sheen, but I thought it was going to be something more than it was.
Yeah, it was a total waste of money.
It was not good.
Worst show ever.
I want my money back.
Waste the money.
Terrible.
You know, honestly, I felt really bad for him. Everyone was booing, and they wouldn't give him a chance to talk, and it was actually really sad.
The show was amazing. Everybody is a little upset because they feel that he didn't do 100%. But they knew what they were signing up to when they got tickets.
I love what the woman said at the end. They knew what they were signing up for when they signed up for this thing. It is a 20-city North American tour, and the problem was there wasn't, it sounds like to me there wasn't a real roadmap to this thing. He came onto the stage and with his two women, and he was eating Twizzlers, and he was wearing different clothes, and, you know, kind of rambling in different directions, and he even showed, they say, a film clip of RPG, which was rocket propelled, rather, grenade, and this was a movie clip of Johnny Depp back in the younger days. Sheen directed it, and he said it was about redemption, but the audience really didn't like the clip that much. Then he did the Q&A, and I like this. One of the audience people said, if you could be anywhere but here right now, where would you be? And he said, nowhere. I'm having a great time again. And then he launched into a bunch of profanities. And that was kind of what he did in the show. Now, he went on to Chicago, and this was a little bit better because he did it. He had a talk show person interview him, ask him questions about Two and a Half Men and being fired from that and all that sort of stuff. The name of his cities, these tours that he's doing, is called Violent Torpedo of Truth, Defeat is Not an Option Show. And like I said, he struggled in Detroit. I like Charlie Sheen. I feel bad for the guy, but it just shows you it's not as easy as it looks. Matt, you heard some of the blowback on that Charlie Sheen stuff. You're not surprised.
No, not really. And it's hard for, I think, someone like Charlie Sheen to go from being behind the camera to doing a stage show like that when, you know, like Conan O'Brien did it, but he was already doing a variety show, so it's kind of, it's in his element, and I just don't see Charlie Sheen succeeding. So it's good, like, in the second show he got someone else up there with him, did more of a back-and-forth interview style, which he was probably better at.
Right, and that's what I thought he should have done in the first place, have a roadmap, have somebody up there. That, you know what, that was smart. That was smart to have somebody interviewing him, asking him questions. And like I said, he's not a bad guy. He doesn't appear to be a bad guy at all. He really, what did he do? But he intrigued people. So you're expecting something, like Matt said, on a stage show, and it's a lot tougher than it looks. You just can't get up there and sort of ramble into Twitter little thoughts, because it's tough to tie that together. There would have to be something. He'd have to be really funny. He'd have to have great comedic timing, and that's not really what Charlie Sheen is. It's different than one-liners on a variety show on a sitcom. But I think he's turned it around. Probably the rest of this tour will be a lot better. Stay with us.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Files of Fair or Foul. What say you, America? Does this seem to be fair or does it seem to be foul? And what am I talking about? Well, in this case, remember what happened with the oil spill last year in the spring. It would have been a couple of weeks from now. We went through April of last year, really through September, talking about the oil spill in some way. And then are they going to cap it? What's happening? Look at what's being dumped into the Gulf. How safe is it? What's going on with the seafood? What about all the poor people who lost their livelihoods? How fast is the government response? What's going on with the oil moratorium? So, you know, it's interesting. Transocean, the owner of the Gulf of Mexico oil rig that exploded, the one that held us all sadly captivated and killed 11 people. People forget that. Remember, 11 people died in that tragedy. Well, check this out. They said 2010 was the best year in safety performance in their history, and they gave their top executives bonuses and raises. And this was the reason we know this is because it was in the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission report that came out. So here's what happened. It included a $200,000 salary increase for the president of Transocean, also the CEO, who got an increase to from $900,000 to $1.1 million. And that guy's bonus was almost $400,000. He also got... Oh, doesn't it make you sick in a way? I'm all for capitalism, though, you know, so I got to say that. But he got a $5.4 million compensation package that he was appointed when he became the CEO in March. Good thing that happened in March before the spill. So, you know, what they basically said, the way the statement reads, they were smart to do this. I'll read it exactly. It said, notwithstanding the tragic loss of life in the Gulf of Mexico, we achieved an exemplary statistical, see, that's the key, safety record as measured by our total recordable incident rate and total potential severity rate. As measured by these standards, we recorded the best year in safety performance in our company's history. Wow. They had to know because of that explosion and that happened April 20th of last year. They had to know because of that explosion on the Deepwater Horizon, the fact that, you know, that 11 people were killed and 9 were Transocean employees, and it's the worst spill in U.S. history. They had to know there'd be some blowback on that. It took 3 months to cap that well. Millions of barrels of oil spilled into the Gulf. And ultimately, a lot of livelihoods were just crashed because of that. I mean, and it's innocent people, let's face it. People who are living on the Gulf, supplying food to the people that work out on the rigs and stuff. And it killed tourism in so many areas. I mean, we know the stories. And there were definitely a lot of people that were pinched by this. And, Transocean says it's, but really statistically though, it's still our best year ever. It's our best year ever. So I'm just saying, fair or foul. What do you think? Although, okay, so Transocean, it's the oil business. You think of Wall Street, you think of the banks. Come on. You think of those crazy amounts of money those people get in bonuses. And so you think the oil executives wouldn't get breaks, wouldn't have that happen, they wouldn't get that? Although, what would be a generous thing to happen, knowing the public, publicity nightmare, you have the CEO or the guy just beneath say, hey, listen, you know, I got this bonus, blah, blah, blah. And they don't have to do it. I mean, like I said, we live in a capitalistic society, but what if they had taken a chunk of the money, a little bit of the money, and done something with that for the people on the Gulf? The people who really took it hard. I mean, they took it in the shorts, let's face it. And remember, at one point, they said they didn't have the money. They said they didn't have the money to pay all the Gulf residents. So wait, they don't have the money to pay, but they have the money for big, huge bonuses. I don't know. What does it say? What does it say about our society? Capitalism works when it's on your side. It is a great fair or foul. Here's, honestly, if this is me, I mean, look, all's fair in love and war if we're going to be really cold-hearted about it. So if I work for Transocean, and that's my deal, I am the oil dude. I'm the oil mistress. I'm the oil mistress of Transocean. I know my crap. I'm a schmoozer. Everybody likes me. I got my guys working on the permits. Everything's smooth. We're clicking along, and then this accident happens. So I know it's a nightmare. Remember everybody testifying on the Hill, but that was a layup to attack anybody that went up there, all of them from Halliburton on down. But I got serious, Jack. My family's going to Harvard or wherever they're going to go. We already have our mansions. We got everything. And I know that my job is secure. because they've just told me I got a long-term compensation package. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to say, you know what, I don't have to do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to a couple of key places along the Gulf and buy some shrimp boats for people or do something. I mean, I know it sounds, it's not just a gesture. I'm going to do that because I do feel badly because some people really bled out because my company dropped the ball. Statistically, overall, we had a great record, but this was the worst oil spill in history, and our name was attached to it. So in an effort of goodwill and to actually help some people, I'm going to find out. I'm going to really get my people, my minions on it, and I'm going to dig up some hard luck stories, and I'm going to pay it back. I'm going to, or as people like to say, I'm going to pay it forward somehow. I'm going to find a way to pay it forward. That seems like the right thing to do. So I'm going to do it. That's what I think should have happened here. If he did that, and maybe there's an intent to do that. I don't know. But I'm thinking probably not. Al is listening to us in Canada. Hey, Al, how are you?
Yeah, hi, Kate. You know, the president of Afghanistan is just as much responsible for what happened the last couple of days than that Reverend Jones from Gainesville, Florida. He brought it up in a speech three or four days ago, didn't he?
He did.
He burned the Koran about three or four weeks ago, right? This guy in Gainesville.
No, it happened a little bit before that.
Oh,
it was
about
longer.
A month ago.
Yeah, longer than that, more than a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and why did it just happen now? Because that's because the president of Afghanistan made a speech about it, didn't he?
Right, he brought it up in the speech, but this happened a while ago, and they warned about. Remember, that was the big Petraeus thing, saying that you burn the Koran, that's going to endanger us and endanger lives. So now they've picked up on that thread, and you're right, they're talking about it.
Yeah, well, I honestly think this president of Afghanistan, is there any way we can get rid of? Was he elected by the people, or did NATO or the U.S.
Yeah, he's elected. He's elected by the people.
Oh, okay. Well, I get, you know.
Wait a second. He's elected by the people. Wink, wink. But there's a question as to with Karzai. There's a question as to how honest those elections are. Let's just say.
Yeah, have you ever heard of a book called Onward, Muslim Soldiers?
No.
He's an American and he studied the Koran for about 5 or 6 years. He wrote a book called Onward. There's an old hymn called Onward, Christian Soldiers.
Yes.
Salvation Army uses it a lot, or they used to. I don't know if they still do, but anyways, he wrote a book called the Muslims have been trying to conquer Europe for over 1,000 years. I mean, the Ottoman Empire, they tried to invade Europe through Spain. They tried to invade Europe through the former Yugoslavia. So, when you talk about the Islam religion being a religion of peace and tolerance, the Muslim religion wants to dominate politics, economics. The Christian religion, Jesus just cared about the spiritual things. He didn't want to set up a political system, but Islam is a political
system.
But
what you could say, Al, thanks for the call, what you could say is certainly there are Christians who have different motivations as well. Something to think about. Hey, send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.